Blog Talk Radio.
Just another day that the Lord has given me. Just another day that the Lord has given me. He kept me from all evil, and he kept my mind stayed on Jesus. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He kept me from all evil, and he kept my mind stayed on Jesus. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just another day that the Lord has kept us. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. And I got a reason to praise. Amen. All of us got a reason to praise him, because it's just another day that the Lord has kept us and allowed us to see another beautiful day. Amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Javon Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophet Javon at yrowell50@gmail.com. Or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, a monthly partner. And if you would like to become a monthly partner, you can contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I just gave you. Amen. Just inbox her on Facebook, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, or the email address, and she'll get back with you. Amen. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Ryle. First, on Sundays, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Pathetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected and stay connected. Pathetic Corner, a true prophet of God, amen, a powerful woman of God, and a powerful show. So you want to get connected to Pathetic Corner. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our minister, Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Monday, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit, and you can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. It is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It's always a blessed word, a powerful word, an uplifting word, an encouraging word that helps you to get your week started, your Monday started, and the rest of your week. Amen. So if you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, if you will contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier. On Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, from a true prophet of God. Prophetess Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls, and she is the host of One Word from the Lord with her husband, Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. They come on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected and stay connected for one word from the Lord. Amen. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Wild Radio, with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry. Every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. If you want to hear a word, if you want to hear friend woman, a preaching woman, amen, a powerful show, get connected and stay connected to Wild Radio at 3 o'clock every Saturday. Amen. With Elder. Amen. A powerful show. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need prayer, amen. If you receive the moment in the spirit, you will also be put on our prayer list automatically if you receive moment in the spirit. Also, you can leave me a prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth, or you can submit a prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. That is all of our announcements for the day. Amen. So keep those in mind. Lock them up in your phone. Amen. Put them on your calendar. Amen. You want to get connected. You want to get aboard this train. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, God. We thank you for keeping us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you kept us and kept us safe from all dangers seen and unseen, oh Father. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see it and breathing the breath of life into our bodies, oh God, that we were able to get up, able to do what we need to do for ourselves. And Father, for that, we say thank you. Glory be to God. Father God, we just thank you because you are God. We worship and praise you because you are God. We give you praise and honor because you are God. We give you praise. We give you praise and we magnify your name. Glory be to God for what you have already done for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just said thank you. We thank you for your son. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you, Father God, how hallelujah. We just give you thanks and praise and honor for supplying everything that we need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your holy word, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give this message back unto you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your word go forth through the airway with much power, much authority, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, bless the minds of your people, bless their bodies. Bless them in the storehouses, Father. Bless them, Father. Whatever they need, oh God, bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them lack for no good thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. God, we just thank you right now for your many of blessings that's coming forth, Father. We just thank you for the blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray for the sick and we pray for the shut-in. We pray for those that are in need of a Savior, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will save a soul right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that you will save souls all around this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for comfort for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those that are sick and on the sick bed, oh God. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance for them, Father. We pray for healing of the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will cover them. Your leaders under the blood, Father. Cover your children, Father, all through the land, oh Father, under the blood of Jesus, Father, that nothing by no means shall harm them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We praise you, we magnify, and we glorify your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. He is so worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The message will be coming from 1 John today. Amen. I'm going to begin reading at verse 29. And the word of God reads, the next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water. The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Amen, amen. I'm going to stop reading right there, but in your own devotional time, if you were reading entirety of the chapter, amen. In the chapter after, amen. So you can get an understanding of what God is saying unto you. Amen. Title of message is, this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. John says to us in the Word and gave us record. In other words, he gave like a testimony of who the Son of God is. Glory be to God. First, he tells us, he says, behold the Lamb of God. In other words, he said, this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. That taketh away the sins of the world. This is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He is telling us, glory be to God, as the Word of God tells us in John 3, hallelujah, 16, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. John goes on to tell us that the Son of God would come. Hallelujah. He's coming. Hallelujah. That's why John says, I am the voice. Glory be to God. In the wilderness. I'm the one, glory be to God, that's making a way for the coming of the Son of God. Hallelujah. He said, this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. When he seen Jesus coming, he said, this is the Son of God, who will take away our sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Son of God. This is the Son of God, John says. He says, he came before me. Glory be to God. And he was preferred before me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John goes on to tell her. He said, this is the Son of God. Hallelujah, that will be manifested to Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God. The Son of God that came for the whole world, that all might be saved from their sins. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, that the Son of God, hallelujah, will come as a lamb slain for the world. Glory be to God. He will become sin for the world. Hallelujah. He knew no sin, yet, glory be to God, he became sin that we might be delivered from sin. Glory be to God. This is the Son of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John goes on to tell us, hallelujah, as it said that John bare record. In other words, he was given a testimony and said, I saw him. Hallelujah. I saw the dove, hallelujah, that was ascending upon Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That this was truly the Son of God. Hallelujah. The dove representing the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John said, this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He is the one Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, he is the one that I saw. He is the one that I saw. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I saw him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm bearing record and evidence, glory be to God, that this is truly the Son of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. He goes on to tell us. He said, I didn't know him. Glory be to God. He said, but he was sent. John talking about himself. He said, I was sent. Glory be to God, to baptize with water. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He said, but the same, hallelujah, will baptize with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John said, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God. Hallelujah. John was telling us, hallelujah, in these scriptures, who the Son of God is. Glory be to God. What was his purpose? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He says unto us, glory be to God, that the Lamb of God, glory be to God, the Lamb of God, my God, was shed. In other words, John is saying he was shed his blood for our sins. He will wash away our sins with the shedding of his blood upon the cross. Glory be to God. My God, behold the Lamb of God that cometh to take away the sins of the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. God sent forth his only begotten Son in the world that we might have life, that we might live. Glory be to God, that we would not die in our sins. And he sent forth his Son. He manifested his Son out of love for us. Glory be to God. Out of the love for the world. Glory be to God. That he allowed his Son, my God, to be appreciation or a sacrifice for our sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No greater love in the world has ever known than the love of God. Hallelujah. That he sent his only Son to die for our sin, who had no sin, yet he became sin, that we might be delivered and set free from sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. John gave us the morning, and hallelujah, to let us know who the Son of God was. John said he's the Lamb of God. He's the one that washes away the sin. He's the one that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Glory be to God. My God, hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise him. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to help me praise the Lord for what he's already done. Glory be to God, that he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might have life. Ah, hallelujah. This is the Son of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He was the Son of God. Hallelujah. He came into the world. In the book of John, he came into the world, a world that was full of darkness, and he was the light, but yet the world loved the darkness. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He said, I came on the world that I created. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But man loved darkness. Glory be to God. I came into the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the sins of the world. Glory be to God. Whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have eternal life. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. John gave us the evidence or the testimony of being a witness to who Jesus truly was. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He said, I saw him, and I bear record that this is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. He is the Christ. Glory be to God. He is the Son of the true and living God. Hallelujah. And John told us, glory be to God, in this scripture, that this is the Son of God. There is no other. There is no other Christ, there is no other Messiah, glory be to God, but the Son of the true and living God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Behold the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That taketh away the sins of this world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He came into a world. Glory be to God. That we might be healed, delivered, and set free. He came into the world, glory be to God, to be a lamb slain, glory be to God, hallelujah, to reconcile us back unto the Father. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Jesus came, glory be to God. They looked upon him. Somebody ought to look upon Jesus today. Glory be to God. I don't know what you're going through, glory be to God, but if you would just look upon Jesus, everything will be all right. Glory be to God. If you will look upon Jesus, he will heal you, he will save your soul. If you will just look upon him, he is the Son of God. Glory be to God. And he can forgive you of your sin. He can wash away your sins. Glory be to God. My God, this is the Son of God that came for you, that came for me, that came for the world, that all might be saved if they would just believe. Glory be to God. But you got to believe. You got to believe that this is the Son of God. As John has gave his testimony, as John has gave us a witness unto us, that this is the Son of God that came for the world. This is the one. This is the one that the Spirit from heaven came down. The Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove and rest upon him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was nobody but Jesus. Glory be to God. He's the only one, glory be to God, that can wash away your sins. He's the only one that can wash your slate clean. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God that came in the flesh and dwelleth among us. Glory be to God. He went through all the things that he went through at the cross, that we might have life. Glory be to God. He came. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago, he came and shed his blood for the world. Glory be to God. That the world through him might be saved. That every man and every woman and every boy and every girl could be saved. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. He came for the world. Glory be to God, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He was the one that was afflicted according to the word of God. He was the one that was bruised for our iniquities. Glory be to God. It was him, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. He was the one that was nailed to the cross for our sins. To take away our sins. To take away our burdens and our sorrows and our pain. This was the Son of God. Oh, God. It was the Son of God. Believe the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Believe that he came for you. Glory be to God. Believe that he died upon the cross for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Came in the flesh. And he came out of love for the whole world. This is the Son of God who carried a cross to Calvary. This is the Son of God that carried a cross, and the blood was streaming down from all of the wounds and all of the beatings, and his flesh was hanging from his bones. Glory be to God. He had a crown of thorns upon his head. Glory be to God. That was the Son of God. There was no other. Through all that he went through. He went through all of the pain. He went through all of that. Glory be to God. That we might be saved. That we might be healed. That we might be delivered. But it is up to you to choose this day who you will serve. You have a choice to live for Jesus or live for the world. Glory be to God. But you can't do both. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John said, as they looked upon Jesus, glory be to God. As he walked, they looked upon Jesus. Glory be to God. You done tried everything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're still in the same situation. You're still having the same problem. Why don't you try Jesus today? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God that laid down his life for you and the world. Hallelujah. That you might live through him. That you might have eternal life through him. He is the Savior of the world, Son of God. He is the light, the Son of God. He is the truth. He is the way. He is life. This is the Son of God. The Son of God, the living word, glory be, that you might have life. John has said he came to take away our sin. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we might have eternal life. That our souls will not die in our sin. Glory be to God. The Bible says all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. We needed a Savior. And God sent forth his Son in the world to save our souls. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, choose this day who you will serve. For the Son of Man is soon to return, and you must know him for yourself. Your mother can't do it for you. Your daddy can't do it for you. Your pastor, your leaders can't do it for you. Your husband and your wife can't do it for you. Glory be to God. Because when you get ready to leave this world, glory be to God. You're going by yourself the same way you came in. Glory be to God. And you must know Jesus. You must know him as your personal Savior. Glory be to God. You got to know him for yourself. Glory be to God. That's why John said, he come to take away your sins. He come that you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He came. You might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the Son of God. He was the one. He's the one. He's the one that came. He's the one that died for your sin. He's the one. Glory be to God. He was the one. He was the one. There's no other way to heaven. There's no other way that your soul can be saved through him. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Glory be to God. You can't go past Jesus. Glory be to God. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Life is in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Son of God. This is the Son of God. John has said unto us that taketh away our sins that we might live through Christ Jesus. If you don't know him, glory be to God. If you don't know the Son of God, hallelujah. If you don't know who John is talking about, glory be to God. I want to encourage you today, hallelujah, to come unto Jesus while you yet have time, while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Glory be to God, because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Glory be to God, hallelujah. If you would just say this, Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer, glory be to God, with the honest heart, hallelujah. If you said that prayer, glory be to God. Welcome to the body of glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. If you would just say, Lord, 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 save me. Save me, Lord. Save me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you said that, asking the Lord to save you, he will save your soul. Glory be to God. And if you have given your life to Christ today, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. I want to also encourage you to find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. And know that God loves you. Hallelujah. There's no sin that he will not forgive you for. Glory be to God. He said, I come to take away the sins of the world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's time to get right with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to get out of here. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do our benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.